All right. So a quick side detour into my inner sci-fi nerd. These are three depictions of AI of one form or another from the mid-50s to 60s. Other than looking like or people in the case of the first two, there are three things that these depictions have in common that is relevant to the talk today. Does anybody want to venture a guess? Okay. I'm not surprised. Probably predates many of you, but again, I enjoy the culture. Specifically, these are all artificial intelligence. So granted, some of them look like robots, but they're all meant to be human proxies, right? They're meant to behave and act like humans, think like humans, but the thing they have in common is that they were all governed by rules. In each of these examples, there is a specific set of rules that was articulated for the governance of the machine internal to its operation that was intended to embody human ethos. It was intended to prevent the machines from hurting people, from making bad choices, and it was typically fairly succinct. But as you can probably imagine, rules are messier than that. And in each of these cases, the attempt to overlay rules on this technology ended up having adverse consequences. iRobot was one of Isaac Asimov's first forays into this, and he depicted something called the Three Laws of Robotics, which was meant to be a hierarchy of rules that would prevent machines from adversely affecting humans. Where this failed is that it didn't take into account that when the machine got to a certain scale, it would evaluate the human condition as an input as well as individual human well-being. Robbie the Robot had a similar, he's the one in the middle. He's actually from a movie called Forbidden Planet in 1956, which if any of you have seen it, was Leslie Nielsen's debut performance on the big screen. Robbie had a similar issue. He had conflicting rules that ended up making him unable to act. And Hal from Space Odyssey 2001 was obviously in conflict by directives given to it that conflicted with its desire to protect humans. So the challenge is, you know, when we think about using just a specific set of rules to govern these technologies, it doesn't typically work very well. And that's something that I think we're seeing in practice as well. So let me demystify some of these themes in artificial intelligence for a moment. First of all, the reality and science of AI is not new, right? We have envisioned machines imbued with human qualities going back as far as Greek mythology. You know, the idea of the automaton, a machine that's built, that is infused with human qualities, can think and act on its own. Artificial men, thinking machines, these are all long-standing things that have been considered and pondered as companions to our own existence. What really changed was the invention of the computer, as you all know. So in the 1950s, we really saw the first true advance in considering what could be in the realm of artificial intelligence. Since then, it has experienced several springs and winters, as they'll say, episodes where an advance in technology typically or a confluence of minds came together to say, let's really make this happen, let's make this real. There's a resurgence of interest and funding and academic attention, and then it typically goes away because they encounter some roadblock or hurdle that prevents it from truly gaining traction. The most recent resurgence really dates back to about early 2010. And since then, we have seen only a massive increase in the market and in the application of these technologies. So what's changed? two things primarily. One is simply clock speed, right? We now have machines that can perform and process data at speeds way beyond anything that was ever done before. And we see previous expectations of the increase in the capabilities of these machines accelerating beyond anything we could have thought. Some of that's being enhanced by the development of AI-specific chipsets and technologies. So we now have machines that are designed from the ground up to do this kind of thinking. The other is collaborative development, which really means how we create the algorithms, how we come together as teams and in open source and in collaborative development to create the algorithms that drive these machines and these innovations. This is also a big change because prior to this, there wasn't as much separation between the algorithm and machine as there is now. Now we can see very much independent development. What is AI not? It's not part of an IT system. IT systems enable AI. AI is really about the algorithm that sits on top of these in most organizations. It's not an appliance. It's not something that you can switch on and expect it to operate exactly the same way every single time. They're dynamic by design. It is not robots. There are certainly instances of robots that are controlled by AI, but for the most part, robots are about machines that navigate the physical world, and AI may or may not be an overlay on those technologies. And it's definitely not the singularity. The singularity being that moment where AI becomes smarter than people and deems us inferior. There's risk in most current AI narratives, primarily because a lot of them are wrong and misleading. There's not a strong understanding among a lot of decision makers and leaders, so you have unrealistic expectations of what they can, what these things can and cannot do. And in my opinion, the biggest challenge is that we're not on the same page in most cases, which means without a shared understanding and a shared language for how we talk about and develop and make decisions with regard to these techniques, it's very hard for us to make advances at scale as a society. Now, again, these things are not problems for the Googles and the Facebooks of the world, but for the rest of us, they are very relevant.